We just returned from Ongole, India, working alongside India Christian Ministries. And it's always so fun being welcomed the way we are, because you'd think like someone really hot was coming to town, you know? They make a big deal out of it. But no.
Uh-oh, I'm off script.
It's just us. That's Jay. This trip was a really physically hard trip. It went from hot to hotter while we were encased in a room with almost 300 teachers during training. There was no air conditioning, but we did have those big fans that you see there right up until the power went out. And this is a picture of Becky Jo getting the bad news. add in the spotlights. They had like a whole row of spotlights when the power was on, and then multiply that by two, and you can't even imagine how hot it was. We weren't in this alone. We had this great guy named Johnson. He was our translator, and he stuck with us throughout the entire trip. He even translated Becky Jo with all of her shenanigans. And we even began using some of the team in the workshops as well. This was our discipline workshop, and this is Jerry Lyons and Jay Case, and they were fighting it out. And Jay got a big old chunk of her hair during the workshop and yanked it, and she was like, it was great. Okay, now, on our day off, we visited an orphanage that was begun by James and Sarah Rebavarupa. The Lord laid it on their hearts to take care of the orphans who were just dumped on the street. So they adopted 12 special needs kids who were completely abandoned. And now these children can get the surgeries and the therapies that they need that will improve the quality of their life. This program's become so successful that they even began building orphanages on the ground floors of all of their churches. So now there'll be like 12 children that are housed down below, and then the church is up above. So Jerry Coronado did a great job. Oh, man, did he do a great job when we had the privilege of dedicating this particular church. Now, next is, this is the village where we went, where we had Vacation Bible School. It was really rural. It was extremely poverty-stricken. Sad to say, we got used to the requisite water buffalo and the assorted other wildlife, and we just learned to work around it. The kids couldn't care less, water buffalo walking right through the middle of their games. They showed up initially to meet the white folk that were in the car. And then they stuck around to take part in all of the fun. We had a lot of fun playing memory verse games with them in Telugu. And then they got to hear some really cool stories about making godly choices. They learned who God is from Kip, our robot. And he was asking, like, who is God? And so all week long, they got to find out who the Lord is through the teaching to this robot. And then they made some really fashionable crafts. Worship time was really amazing with the kids. It was so, your heart would just weep with them. You know, their hearts are so pure. And it served to remind us about how the Lord wants our hearts to be. They're so reverent in their worship. The women all pull their shawls over their heads when they worship, and the kids are on their knees. And it was more the way worship is supposed to be. At the end of the week of VBS, Jay whipped out his world-famous arm chopper. And through a series of unfortunate events, he tricked a kid into forfeiting his arm to the arm chopper. But, aha, here I came to save the day. I substituted my arm for his, and through the demonstration that we did there, the children and the villagers who gathered around to observe everything came to know who Jesus was, and that he substituted his life for each of us. So during the week, they've bonded with us, and they understand who we are, and they're pretty freaked out when I put my arm in that thing. They think it's really going to happen. So it really speaks to them. Many of the kids accepted the Lord into their lives that week, and I believe we left the village a little bit with a little bit fuller church, A lot of kids come to the church. Their parents come to find out what's going on, what these kids are participating in. And everywhere we've been told that there's this huge growth in the church of the village that we work in. I thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to minister the way we do and see the impact of our work. I really wish that each one of you could come along on one of these trips, but I really want you to consider being a part of that. There isn't one of us that has any amazing talent that the Lord hasn't blessed, and he can do the same for you. There are people that go just to help with games and just to help with the crafts, and they get used in every way. Jeff Johnson, show the next one. That was the one that was, yeah, he was the one that was out of order there. Okay. He was sick most of the time, and he asked me at the end of the trip, well, was there any purpose to me being there? Well, you know, I can't say that there was a big part he played, but he touched kids. Every time he was able to go, he was shaking every kid's hand. And the kids there are usually kind of ignored. I mean, they're just sort of like, they're in the way, because life is just getting through life. I mean, it's hauling water from the well. It's preparing food that you're grinding all day long so that you can make a meal at the end of the day. And the kids just kind of like spring up and take care of themselves. So for us to come in and spend all this effort and time on the children is just unknown to them. To teach them about getting to know a child's heart or modeling Christ's love through your love to them, they had no concept of it. So it just makes me thrilled that the Lord gave us those visions for those workshops that ended up really speaking to these people. So the kids loved us by the end. I mean, everybody was crying by the end of it because we didn't want to leave and they didn't want us to leave. I don't know. That's all I have to say. It was just a great trip. It was physically hard. It was over 115 most days. We were outside or we were in that room with all those people. So the heat took a toll. And I look back and I wish we could have done so much more. But the reality of it was we did the most we could with this heat exhaustion and everything. So anyway, but it was extremely fruitful. We've been invited to come back to 3 more locations in India and do similar work for this organization, who's highly organized. It just makes our work so much more fruitful because they are able to bring the people there. They're organized enough to make it happen on their end. And so it's really a joy to work with them. So anyway, pray about it. We'd love to have every one of you with us. Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the organization you're talking about?
India Christian Ministries was started a generation ago. Paul is his name. He was actually a communist and Hindu or something. I don't know what he was. Anyway, he married a Christian woman. He was fixed up. You know how they match them. He was fixed up for a marriage with this Christian woman, and she just prayed him into loving the Lord. And so they began, the Lord just laid him on his heart that he was to go door to door. And so he did, and he started building small groups of believers, and they turned into like little mini churches and everything. And then and I don't have the sequencing or the timing of this right, but his son came alongside him as he grew, and they do ministerial training. They have like a seminary there, and they were the last trip we did, we spoke to them, and I think there was like 50 or 75 of them that were being trained at that time. And so they were given the vision to begin ICM right there in the district that they were in. And the Lord told them that he wanted it named Operation Saturation, to just saturate that area with as many small churches as they could. Now the Lord's expanded them into the state of Andhra Pradesh, which has like 75 million people in it or something. I mean, it's just huge. It's like half the size of the United States. So now they train these guys. These guys go out to a village they don't know anyone, start preaching on a street corner. They get beaten for their faith. They, you know, a lot of things happen to them. I mean, they really struggle like the Old Testament struggled. they, as they, their followers, as the, they get followers for the Lord, that turns into a church. And when they get like 150 members, then they can sign up with Engineering Ministries International to try and get a church donated. And each of us have the opportunity to donate $3,000, and you can have a church erected in one of these villages. They do it like out of cement and everything. All of the design and engineering is donated. So so those churches are going on. So what James shared with us this time is that they're doing really well in the state of Andhra Pradesh. And they want us to go from Angul, which was relatively centrally located. We're going to go to two other locations within India and do the training there. And then he has connections with people all over India. And the third trip that he wants us to make would be somewhere centrally located within India, and we would be teaching pastors the things that we do through the workshops and everything, so that who knows where that'll lead, you know. So he just has, he said he had prayed for years. He knew that as the churches grew, there were a lot of children that would show up, and they didn't know what to do with them. They kept praying about it, and the Lord told them to stay focused. That's not what I called you to do. And all of that was going on about the time that I was in Nicaragua the first time, getting it laid on my heart that we needed to start doing these trainings and everything. So he just felt like we were an answer to prayer, which gives me goosebumps, that we would, that the Lord provided for us to come alongside them and fill that other need that they had, because he knows that children's hearts are soft and they're ready to learn, and they will accept the Lord. They're not mainstreamed into the Muslim faith and the Hindu and all the rest of it. They're open to hear about the Lord. And so he knew that that needed to happen. He just knew it wasn't their calling and it was ours. And so now he wants to utilize us in a continuing way. So it's very cool.
Yeah.